The parking lot at Indiana University's Memorial Stadium isn't supposed to be empty this time of year. There's no tailgating or smoke wafting from grills. No fans in red and white throwing footballs waiting for kickoff. Traditions like the walk will have to wait a few more weeks. Instead, COVID-19 testing signs point to IU's mitigation site inside the stadium. But on a weekday afternoon, a familiar game day sound might get your attention. The IU's Marching 100 is still practicing in its usual outdoor lot, providing a little relief to this year's somber reality.
1 minute and then you'll be swapping roles. If you are marching, you'll be playing. And if you are playing, you will be marching.
IU senior drum major Jacob Kessler says being around other band members is a big motivator. He says many haven't been able to play their instruments with other people since March.
It's completely different to be surrounded by your best friends or new people, the freshmen, the rookies, that you've never been able to talk to before and just socialized and do something you love.
Kessler says the staff spent the summer researching the science behind aerosols and the band feels safe practicing outside. There's an online version of rehearsals too, but so far no one has opted out from meeting in person. Eric Smedley is in his first year directing the band.
So we go around campus, there's not a whole lot going on. And, you know, we thought, well, we can help with that.
The Marching 100 is a no-contact sport of sorts, even though it's not part of the athletic department. Students get tested just like everyone else on campus. Band members wear masks with small slits for instrument mouthpieces.
And there's an inherent discipline to it, right? I mean, they know they have to stand in this spot and they don't move around. You know, it's easier to control that amount of people in a marching band setting.
And the instruments have masks too. IU adorned bell covers are new this year. Smedley has also had to figure out how to conduct rehearsals with 275 band members when the county's health department is limiting the outdoor gathering sizes to 150.
We're just never all doing something at the same time. You know, the most will be that 150, and even then I've got them spread out 6.5 feet side to side and double that front to back.
The biggest change is showtime. The band won't march and play at the same time. That's to keep each other's aerosol paths from crossing. Associate instructor Daniel Johnson says the music and marching will be recorded separately and edited together for the stadium big screen, and some pieces will be shared on social media.
We're going to record pregame like you would see at a football game, and we're also going to record 3 halftime shows. And also we're going to do a couple of concerts around campus.
It's mixed emotions for band members who are trying to meet their mental health and academic needs.
In through your nose, out through your mouth, deep breaths.
Senior year Mellophone staff member Lisa Carey says she feels safe, and for someone who was training to be a high school band director, the pandemic has created quite a learning experience.
I think it's this year shifting the focus to, no, it's about community health, it's about preserving our health, things of that nature. I think that's the biggest shift for me.
Johnson says it's a change for the staff too.
It's been different, but the great thing about this is it's a new challenge, you know, it's a new challenge. One that I don't think anyone as a teacher could have foreseen in their teaching career.
The band is working on the pregame show and started practicing music for the first halftime show this week. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, I'm Still Standing, and We Found Love. They plan to perform through November. For WFIU News, I'm Joe Wren.